Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Oh, it is epic every time we talk to James Marilat from 1043thefan.com. James, good evening. Can you chime in on this morning show versus the world? Mike Evans is writing articles about last-ditch effort to convince the Broncos don't take a wide receiver at 15. They said on the morning show today, he's got to be Julio Jones, or this is the worst pick ever. Maybe they didn't say that last part, but James, you can ride with me here. Where do you weigh in on this conversation? Again, we're not talking Justin Jefferson. We're not talking T. Higgins, right? And even our guy Denzel Mims. We're talking Jerry Jeudy. We're talking CeeDee Lamb. We're talking top of the top in the best class ever. Where do you weigh in on this wide receiver thing?
I think if they can get one of the big three, I think it's a fine pick slash a great pick in the first round. If you get Julio Jones, A.J. Green, those kind of players, nobody ever questions when you took them. It's a matter of, hey, they've been great players for, you know, a decade with their teams. This whole notion that, well, you know, Super Bowl champions, they don't have great receivers. To some extent, that's skewed by the fact that the Patriots have won six of them, and they're an aberration. Trying to follow their model doesn't
right.
work. But,
right.
I think I saw the stat today that 16 of the last 22 Super Bowl teams, so winners and losers, have had a receiver on their roster that was taken in the first round. So, to me, you have to have somebody out there who's a threat, who scares the defense, who defensive coordinators lie awake at night and stare at the ceiling and wonder, oh my gosh, what the heck are we going to do about that guy? So, no, I'd be fine with that. And, you know, the question I was asked with people when it comes to Henry Ruggs III is, would you trade that 15th overall pick right now for Tyreek Hill? Because I would. I mean, that would transform the Broncos offense if you added a guy like that onto it. So, I'm not saying he's going to be that, but he has that kind of skill set, that kind of speed. You get the ball in his hands and he's the fastest guy on the field. I mean, when you watch a player at Alabama playing against SEC teams and he seems to be in a totally different gear than everybody else on the field, that's hard not to take note of. So, kind of a long-winded answer to, I'm on board with taking one of those big three. I'm not on board with reaching at 15. If they're gone for some reason, which I don't think they will be,
right,
you go a different direction. But, yeah, any of those guys, sign me up.
But James, doesn't it come down to need versus priority in this case when it comes to the 15th pick?
I'm not normally someone who likes to draft for it's a little bit of a mix of it. I don't like to draft for need. That's how you end up taking somebody that you shouldn't. That's how you take Ted Gregory, and you know, he's a nose tackle, can't play. That's an old reference, but
that's how you take Paxton Lynch. Right?
There's a more modern one. I like that. But by the same token, you know, you can't just always take the best player on the board, right? Like when the Chiefs come up, if a quarterback's the best player on their board, they ain't taking a quarterback. That would be a wasted pick. So, you know, it's a balancing act. I think the Broncos' three biggest needs at the moment are second wide receiver, which, look, if you take, you know, Jerry Jeudy and he becomes the number one and Cortland Sutton's your number two, that ain't a problem in my mind. That's a embarrassment of riches. But a second wide receiver, a third cornerback, potentially a second cornerback, because Bryce Callahan's never been on the field in orange and blue. And then I still think middle linebacker's a need. I think they can patch it together on the offensive line. I don't think their tackles are as bad as people think. I mean, you know, Juwan James has to get on the field, but they've invested a lot of money and a high draft pick in their two tackles. So I think they have to come out of this draft with someone who can come in and, if not first day of training camp, by the end of training camp, be the starter opposite Cortland Sutton. And they need to come out of this draft with a cornerback who's going to push at least Isaac Yiadom for the number three cornerback. That's the two must. Everything else is, you know, kind of drafting for depth or competition or 2021-22 starters. But those are the two big needs that they have to get a starter and have to get an answer for out of this draft.
He's James Merrillat from 1043thefan.com. And James, I have to tell you two things. One, still working on my mock draft. I got a couple of calls for teams late in the draft that are getting back to me. But reaching out to team sources, I've figured out Isaiah Simmons is going to fall within range of this team. Now, not to 15, certainly. And Carolina is a big hurdle, although I've been told they want Derek Brown. I'll just be honest there. But we have the Woody Page tweet. The Broncos are going to move up. You said you're fine with one of the big three. What if they move up for one of the big three? Let's say 210 with Cleveland to 8 with the Cardinals, something like that. Are you still down with that if they make that jump, especially given the wide receiver run? Might not start till 11 and maybe even 12.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on, and I'm going to hedge here, which I hate to do, but it kind of depends on how it falls. Because if you look at, look at our fan mock draft, right, where all the hosts had a different team and we all had a different pick. And Cecil, you're up tomorrow with the Broncos, by the way, so everybody needs to make sure they check out that. But I don't want to give it away, but there's a couple of pretty darn good receivers still on the board.
Right.
If it falls that way, then, well, why give up anything? You have Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb or Henry Ruggs III. I'm not going to, again, say who, but some of those guys falling, so just stay where you're at. But, if they think they have to trade up to get one of those three, that they won't get by the Raiders, the Jets, the Niners, the teams that want receivers, then, yeah, I'm fine with it. I like teams that are aggressive, who don't wait for just whatever falls to them and they take the leftovers and take the scraps. Figure out who's your guy. Have confidence that you like your evaluation of it. You think your scouting department nailed it, and go get your guy. I like that approach. I would much rather have a confident, aggressive front office than one that just passively sits there and lets things fall to them and, kind of takes the scraps. That's not a good approach.
So when we look at the success of any wide receiver, in your own opinion, what are some of the factors that have to be taken in consideration
for them to be successful at the next level?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it depends on what type of receiver they are. Ruggs, his big thing he brings is speed, but you don't have to be the fastest guy on the field to be successful. Jerry Jeudy, when you read, scouting reports, people say, hey, he's the best route runner to come out since Marvin Harrison. I'm not sure I'd buy that, but Marvin Harrison, I remember being on the field before a Broncos-Colts playoff game and watching he and Peyton Manning warm up, and it was one of the most incredible things I ever watched was just the way he ran. It just, like, his head never bobbed up and down. He just glided. So I just was mesmerized. So if he's that great of a route runner, he's going to have success at this level. I think there's also factors you can't control. There's fit. There's who's your quarterback. There's what's the offense. But I think if you're a good route runner, if you're a student of the game, and then you have some physical ability that sets you apart, right? So it's either speed, or for Cortland Sutton, it's size and his ability to go win those one-on-one balls. You have to have something that makes you quote-unquote special. But I think I like Jeudy and Ruggs the best of the receivers. One has the route running ability, one has the speed. I'd be fine with either of those guys. CeeDee Lamb, everybody else is high on. He's third on my list, but I'm not going to be causing a protest if the Broncos take him, but I wouldn't be as excited with him. But you got to have the work ethic, the skill set, the something to make you special to be able to thrive at the NFL level.
He's James Merrill at 1043thefan.com. Make sure you sign up for that Denver Sports Daily. All the top news from around the Denver sports scene. Hot and fresh to your inbox every single morning. It's free. Sign up for the Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com. James, my man, be good, and we will talk to you soon and aplenty with the NFL draft just 2 days away.
Yep, can't wait for the next 48 hours. It's going to be fun, guys.
Woo-wee, there we go. I don't know what that was, Nick. I think I did an old country call, right?
I don't know. Maybe you were thinking you were back in the back.
Back on the ranch?
Yeah, racing those cars as though you say that you used to do.
Playing ditch 'em.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't racing, though. It's tag with cars.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tag with cars, even
tag
dangerous.
Tag with cars,
even
yeah.
more dangerous.
Even more dangerous and more stupid, but... hey, you grow up in the country, maybe sometimes you don't do the smartest things, but they're certainly fun. We appreciate James Merrill at 1043thefan.com. dude, I'm going to go off script on this one because there's a reason why you take a wide receiver at 15, and I hate it. I think it's really bad news for a certain player that everybody loves, and I'll tell you why next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.